Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of June 2020. Supreme Court has sought the center's response in a public interest litigation seeking cap on fees to be charged by private hospitals in treating COVID-19 patients as well as transparent mechanism for purposes of admission to hospitals for quarantine and post-infection facilities. Telangana High Court has directed the state to consider making representation on behalf of the journalists' community within 2 weeks, taking cognizance of their plight during the lockdown. Supreme Court has sought the Finance Ministry's reply in a week on waiver of interest on loans during the moratorium period after the Reserve Bank of India said it would not be prudent to go for a forced waiver of interest risking financial viability of banks. Supreme Court has said the government directive to employers to pay 100% dues to workers during the lockdown period was unrealistic, while the government defended it as a temporary step designed to prevent workers from migrating. Supreme Court has dismissed the review petition filed by Central Bureau of Investigation against the order granting bail to former Union Minister P. Chidambaram. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to submit an affidavit indicating the time required for upgradation of existing lease lines from 34 Mbps to 1 Gbps in each district court complex and for the digitization of the court records. Madras High Court has directed all governmental authorities to provide the welfare schemes that are in vogue, including the ones announced during the COVID pandemic, to the Office of the Additional Advocate General for the State of Tamil Nadu. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the Union Government on a petition challenging the directions making installation and use of Arogya Setu mandatory for travel by air and rail. Gujarat High Court has rejected the interim bail application of Asaram Bapu, stating that it would not be feasible to release him on bail, since the same may lead to congregation of his followers and further aggravate the threat of spreading coronavirus.